Thank you, Dennis. Tonight, we're very pleased to welcome a fairly new Chicago area chamber ensemble to our studios, Civitas, which is made up mostly of Chicago symphony musicians well known to us, namely violinists Yuan Ching Yu and Kazue Funakoshi, clarinetist J. Laurie Bloom, and cellist Kenneth Olson. Their member pianist is Winston Choi of Roosevelt University, but he's not here with us tonight. And in his stead, we have Matthew Hagel. Another guest artist tonight is CSO violist Kathy Brubaker. The program tonight holds the Opus 81 Piano Quintet by Dvorak and two very different piano trios, one by Darius Milhaud, and to begin, Beethoven. The Beethoven is a brash and playful early work from 1798. It's scored for either traditional piano trio or, instead of a violin, a clarinet, as we'll hear tonight. The first movement, marked Allegro con brio, is dominated by triads, and Beethoven develops two themes in surprising ways. Second movement, Adagio, is full of lyricism and expressiveness, also consisting of two main ideas, which compete for your attention. The final movement is a theme in variations, and it gives the trio its nickname, Gassenauer, which is probably best translated as popular hit. Here, Beethoven borrows a somewhat innocuous theme from one of his contemporaries, Joseph Weigl, and one tune from his opera L'Amour Marinara was very well known in 1797 Vienna. It was Pria Cio Impegno, translated loosely as, "Before doing any work, I must have something to eat." The inventiveness of the variations far surpassed the quality of the tune. Here, then, are pianist Matthew Hagel, clarinetist J. Laurie Bloom, cellist Kenneth Olson in Beethoven's trio in B-flat major, Opus 11.
Thank you.
Beethoven's Piano Trio in B-flat Major, Opus 11, as performed by members of Civitas. We heard clarinetist J. Lurie Bloom, cellist Kenneth Olson, and pianist Matthew Hagel. Another trio coming up in a moment. We'll take a break now and go to Dennis Moore. Thank you, Dennis. Back in the studio and sitting across from me, Lurie Bloom, of the Chicago Symphony and of Civitas, and welcome. It's great to have you here.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
We're going to hear a very different kind of trio now. This is also a trio which features clarinet, but with violin and piano, and from another time, 20th century, by a very prolific Frenchman who spent a good deal of time in the United States as well, Darius Milhaud. I don't know much about this piece, I confess, but maybe you do. Tell me.
I don't know. I was afraid you were going to go that way. I don't know a lot about it. It's written in 1936. It was incidental music to a play originally. And then he put it together as this suite, and you know, it's quintessential Milhaud. It's light and airy, and actually some older listeners will recognize a small tidbit from a Broadway show at the end. It's just a fun little frolic.
Some have said there's a resemblance to L'Histoire, or at least some sort of influence. Do you hear that at all?
I actually played L'Histoire yesterday, and I have to say I don't see a resemblance.
Fair enough. But yeah, that has been said by some commentator somewhere. Oh, but who knows?
That's interesting. Now you're going to throw me. I'm going to totally pay attention to that.
Well, let's see what happens. Thank you, Lurie, and let's get into this without any further delay. This is the Clarinet Trio, Opus 157b by Darius Milhaud. The movements are marked Ouverture, Divertissement, Jeu, and Introduction et Finale. And the trio, in this case, consists of J. Lurie Bloom, clarinet, violinist Kazue Funakoshi, and pianist Matthew Hagel, live from WFMT.
Thank you.
Darius Milhaud's Clarinet Trio, Opus 157B, written in 1936. Played this evening by clarinetist J. Laurie Bloom, violinist Kazue Funakoshi, and pianist Matthew Hagel. A concert this evening by the Civitas Ensemble, which will continue shortly with the piano quintet Opus 81 of Antonin Dvorak. Now to Dennis.
Not so long ago, it's about a year ago, Laurie and I have played with different groups in the past, and Ken and I have played various times with different groups, and just between the two of us. And we always talked about starting a group, and the push come along with a lot of family situations for myself. We had an illness in the family, and Laurie had a personal experience with battling illness. So one of the reasons we started the group is because we wanted to use music as a tool for healing. And besides doing concerts like this on WFMT and other venues, we do 4 to 5 concerts for the Children's Memorial Hospital.
Oh, great.
In the past season. Our next one, the last one, is coming up this Thursday on the 17th. And after that, next year, we'll move with the hospital to the new location.
Okay. Are there concerts other than those that you have planned as well, or just the hospital?
For the hospital? You mean?
Besides the hospital. Other venues?
Other venues.
In Chicago or wherever.
Regular concert format, you mean?
Yeah.
For the next year, we have some projects, but nothing set in stone.
Okay.
So when we know, I'll let you know.
Absolutely. And we hope you'll be back here, for sure.
Yes, I think we're looking at dates sometime in June.
Very good. What about repertoire? What do you folks really enjoy playing? I mean, we've heard a sampling this evening. Any ideas as to where you'd like to go?
Oh, we had a repertoire meeting, I think, a couple months ago, and there's a long list of things that we wanted to do. I think the idea of programming some concerts always is interesting, to cover a broader range of periods and composers. So what we try to do is vary the style and the combination of instruments, and we definitely want to program more in the coming season some pieces by contemporary composers.
Okay.
So that would be look out for.
And you have great flexibility in terms of your instrumentation, which is very nice.
Yes.
That's great. Yes. You're going to play the Dvorak Piano Quintet for us in A major, Opus 81. And this is a piece which I can see this going over very well in a children's hospital. It's absolutely delightful for any listener of any age for a number of good reasons. But tell me yours.
This piece, it's
yeah.
so beautiful. Every time I play it, I can't believe how beautiful it is.
Yeah.
And no matter how tired I am or what kind of day I had, playing that piece is just uplifting, and afterwards always feels, you know, it's worth every time playing that. Unfortunately, we can't program something like that for the Children's Memorial because they don't have a piano at the moment.
Oh.
So we're hoping in the new location, wherever we're going to play, they will have a decent piano so we can program part of that piece.
Okay. Why don't we hear it? It's in 4 movements, marked Allegro ma non tanto, Dumka andante con moto vivace andante con moto, the Scherzo furiant molto vivace, and the Finale Allegro. And our musicians are violinists Yuan Qingyu and Kazue Funakoshi, violist Kathy Brubaker, cellist Kenneth Olson, and pianist Matthew Hagel. The Dvorak Piano Quintet in A major, Opus 81.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Members and friends of the Civitas Ensemble have given us that performance of the Dvorak Piano Quintet in A Major, Opus 81. And that brings us to the end of this live concert. Our players tonight were violinists Yongqing Yu and Kazue Funakoshi, clarinetist J. Laurie Bloom, cellist Kenneth Olson, pianist Matthew Hagel, and violist Kathy Brubaker. Before the Dvorak, we heard two trios, Beethoven's Trio in B flat major, the Gassenaar, and Mio's Opus 157B. If you'd like more information about the activities and projects of Civitas, check out their website, which is civitasensemble.org. And I'll spell that out. It's CIVITASENSEMBLE.org. Our thanks to these wonderful players for being with us tonight. Thanks also to music producer Mary Mazurek and our associate producer Andy Lamoureux. Next week, as our live broadcasts continue, we'll be joined here in the performance studio by the Formosa Quartet. I'm Kerry Frumkin, host and producer of these broadcasts, hoping you'll be with us again next Monday night at 8 for more music and performance live from WFMT.